Birmingham, Alabama hosts America's oldest professional baseball park. Last night, events honoring the Negro Leagues culminated with a major league game between the San Francisco Giants and the St. Louis Cardinals. Steve Futterman was there.
For decades, Negro League players yearned for simply a chance to play in the big leagues. Last night at Rickwood Field, as a live band played, dozens of men in their 80s and 90s, some in wheelchairs, others struggling to walk, came onto the field in a gripping pregame ceremony. One of them was 85-year-old Joseph Marbury, who played for the Indianapolis Clowns.
Oh, this is great. It is fitting and proper. It's long overdue.
Did you think ever something like this would happen?
In my wildest dreams, I never thought anything like this would happen. I'm just so happy I got a chance to be a part of something like this before I die.
When MLB first planned this last year, it was thought the centerpiece of the celebration would be hometown hero Willie Mays. He played his first professional game as a 17-year-old at Rickwood. His death on Tuesday added extra significance to the game. In a pregame salute, Mays' son Michael spoke to the crowd.
Birmingham, I've been telling y'all that if there's any way on earth my father could come down here, that he would. Well, he's found another way. So you already stand to your feet. Let him hear you. He's listening. Make all the noise you can.
Last night's festivities didn't make up for the decades of racial denial, but fan Cliff Wilson, an African-American who lives in Birmingham, said it helps.
It just feels good. It's so due, right, for the Negro League and their players to get their due, right, to get their recognition, to get their flowers, to have people applaud.
In the game itself, which somehow seemed insignificant compared to everything else, the Cardinals beat the Giants 6-5. Mason Wynn, one of two black Cardinals to play in the game, was just happy being in the park with his stepfather, who taught him about the Negro Leagues.
For me to be able to be here and for my stepdad to be able to be here and enjoy that moment with me, I mean, it was unbelievable.
Did he give you some tingles when you went out into the field?
Oh, I got chills. I haven't really been nervous for a baseball game up until today. And, you know, I was taking deep breaths, just trying to calm myself down. It was amazing.
It's the history, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
And there was even more history last night at Rickwood Field. For the first time in a major league game, all four umpires were African-American. For NPR News, I'm Steve Futterman in Birmingham, Alabama.